Either one of you guys got anything? Want to talk about any pain, discoverment, discomfort?
Discomfort.
Chris said he had hemorrhoids. I don't know if he wants to talk about that or not.
I'd rather stay away from
it. Okay. Oh, here we go. I got a couple for you here.
He's going to the gay ones.
Yep, here we go.
I thought we forgot.
Here we go. A 10-month-old.
Yep, I knew it.
Pervert.
We're getting younger and younger. Robbing the cradle, baby.
We're recording. He's going to talk to me about work.
That's okay.
It went. The church service went fine.
He goes to church?
What are you doing here, Michael?
Yeah, my dad's home.
Your dad's home, so you're here.
I pulled up in the yard, like my dad shouts, "Oh!"
I've never met his dad.
I thought he had a Corvette. Oh, I don't know. No, he bought it, but he drove it. He still has that Tahoe and everything. What should he have? It's like no.
He has a Suburban and then Tahoe.
Yes,
Tahoe. Donnie should know.
What are we on?
This is getting interesting.
What are you yes, it is.
Let's just stay out of that noise.
Where's it at?
Out there. You didn't see it?
A 98
one. Mustang? Yeah, red Mustang.
What year model?
98.
Really?
Yeah.
The Chris has a crappy red car.
You mean crappy red car?
Yeah.
Old bastard.
I'm gonna drop me a 350 in it.
Air fence for
350?
Yeah. Huh?
That sounds like a true Chevy man.
No, she ain't at it right now. Yeah. She should be. I slept through it this morning, her leaving.
I'm supposed to be down there right now.
This is going to be a great show.
Why do you have the radio turned up loud enough in there where you can hear it?
Because he's a retard.
I can't hear it in my headphones, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, I can hear it.
Turn it down. Lame,
turn it down if you want it. Jeez.
It's annoying me.
It's like the old...
Michael turns it up louder. Yeah.
Turn it back up, Michael. That's just from the headphones.
Yeah, the head... You think these headphones will make you go deaf? You ought to listen to those in there.
These ain't shit.
But anyway, back to what we were talking about.
Yes. Back to the 10-month-year-old baby cradle.
A 10-month-old Illinois boy was not only granted a state firearms owner card recently.
Wait, he's 10 years old and he has a firearms card?
10-month-old.
10 months.
But was also given a functioning shotgun by his grandfather.
Like, damn it, daddy.
You gotta protect himself.
10 months old? Man, what state is he from, shall I ask?
Illinois.
Oh, well, yeah.
Illinois.
I quit listening.
Illinois.
Let's see. While the card allows the infant to own a firearm and transport one unloaded, he was not required to take any tests to obtain the license.
I should have got mine when I was 10 months old. Now I gotta go through like 100 freaking tests, fingerprints.
The child, nicknamed Bubba,
that answers it.
Surname George.
His new firearms ID features a smiling photo of the infant and a scribbled signature the 10-month-old threw together with his father's help.
Then it's forged.
Exactly.
Anyway, I can't believe the state actually allowed that to go through. I really don't.
And you wonder why the Virginia Tech incident happened.
Little baby. I wonder how young he was when he held his first firearm.
But you know what the weird thing is? Most of these states just look you up and they're like, well, you don't have any prior arrests or bad background or anything, so here you go. So when they ran his social security number through...
It took like 3 seconds. For me, it takes like 3 years.
Yeah. It's like they just type in his social security number and say, oh, he doesn't have a prior arrest record. Give him a license.
He's 10 months old. I hope he don't have anything.
That would be awesome if he had, like, armed robbery.
Armed robbery, assault with a deadly weapon.
You put all the
concealed
money...
Concealed weapon without a permit.
You put all the money in a bag. You bring me all the formula for Mile 3. You change my diaper.
I doubt he would have said anything like that. And we're like... Poopy.
And somebody would have been screaming, oh, no, the Taliban are here. He puts his diaper on his head, looks like.
I can see that, man. I really can see that.
Growing a beard. Dude, you ever seen that movie Team America World Police?
Yeah.
That jerker puts that beard on.
It's like patchwork.
Dude, no. Y'all seen Jackass 2?
No, I ain't seen a second.
Dude, they use pubic hair for his facial hair.
Yeah.
What?
For the Taliban guy.
They set up a bit where he would dress up as a Taliban.
And get in a car.
And get into a taxi.
And
the guy, you know the guy from Super Troopers, the Indian-looking guy? He was the driver of the taxi.
Okay.
So he's sitting there and he has a fake bomb around his chest and he's sitting there going like, yes, we're very close to the airport. Yes, very close. Very close to the airport. And then finally the guy says, oh, that's enough. And he stomps on the gas. He's just driving crazy. And the guy was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? He's totally going out of character, trying to figure out what's going on. He finally pulls into a parking lot. He grabs the guy that has the pubic hair on his face, throws him into the trunk, grabs the other guy that was in on the joke, acts like he's beating him. And then his friend says, oh, no, he's got a gun. And they take two blocks of wood and start smacking them together. You can hear the guy in the trunk freaking out. Going, oh, my God. The guy jumps back into the driver's seat and does donuts in the parking lot.
While his friends are in the other van. No, all of his friends get out of the van, too.
All his friends are laughing. And then another guy from the production crew runs out, tries to tell the guy, it's just a joke. And the guy in the trunk is yelling at him, yeah, listen to him. This is all a joke.
Do it again.
And then the guy goes, fuck no, he's got a bomb. He's not going to blow this shit up. Get out of my goddamn way. Clink, clink, clink. And he does more donuts in the parking lot. And when he stops, he pulls the trunk. The lid comes up and he kind of goes like that. And everyone starts coming out laughing. And that's just the first joke.
That joke was too funny.
And then they say, that crap on your face is pubic hair.
So you got to be kidding me. And they're all like pulling their pants down, showing him and stuff.
Johnny Knoxville said, yeah, I just got my ass waxed. And you see just a huge patch where hair has been shaved off. One guy actually had crabs.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can see the crab in the hair. Yeah.
That's nasty, man.
If you haven't seen it, you need to watch Jackass,
I'm
too.
I'm not watching it now.
If you don't mind a lot of male nudity, it's a funny movie.
So Bob watches it nightly.
It's funny, dude. It is.
Okay. Donnie does, too.
The weirdest one to me was they showed this bathroom. It's just showing the bathroom.
It's a dollhouse.
But it looks like a bathroom. They got it zoomed in so far. It looks like a real bathroom.
Yeah.
And you're just waiting for somebody to walk in. And you just see this big pile of shit fall on top of the toilet. The toilet's little.
It's the guy that took a dump in the hardware store.
And it's just like huge. It's like a little bit toilet. All of a sudden you see this big shit, a piece of shit fall on top of the toilet. And he's sitting there going.
And the very first bit of the show
was so random.
You okay, Chris?
Yeah,
but it trips me out.
The very first bit of the show is Chris Pontius. He has his penis through
a sock.
Through a sock.
In a hole.
And the hole.
He just inserted the same CD.
I know. And the hole.
That's on my phone.
The hole lets his penis into this aquarium tank that has a snake in it. And Johnny Knoxville has the end of Chris Pontius' penis on the end of a string.
And it's like a rat, the sock is.
And it's pin.
And they're sitting there jerking around trying to get the snake to get it.
And Chris keeps moving his hips back and forth. And Johnny makes the comment, "The massy's getting bigger." He says, "I think in front of all these dudes, I can get a hard on. Just give me a minute." And finally, the snake takes a big bite out of it. And he drags it back out of the hole, and the snake is still holding on.
Through the hole?
Through the hole.
Yeah. He finally gets to let go, and the snake's like hanging.
Remember the movie Caddyshack? Bill Murray? It's in the hole.
I love that movie.
You love that movie?
That's a good movie.
Are you sure? Do you like that movie?
Yep.
Okay, this damn thing's gay as hell. It can't read the disc.
It's the same freaking... You're gay.
Anyway. Sales are up at a drive-thru coffee shop in Oregon where the lattes are served by female waitresses wearing bikini tops.
It would go up here, too.
Yeah.
I'd go there daily.
Coffee Nation owners Adam Marshall and Stephen Roten said they decided they needed an edge when the state required they install a median that would block left-turn access to their Salem, Oregon business.
Uh-huh.
So to attract customers, they decided to have their 6 female employees wear swimsuit tops.
Isn't that sexist? I have to bring in all this shit, don't I?
Yeah, but I want coffee all of a sudden.
I do too. Really?
It feels like driving to Oregon.
It's like you go up there, you say, I like two tall mulattes.
Not blonde.
No, and you pull up there and you hand them a 20 and it's only like $5. So they go to hand you change. You're like, no, just keep it. Just keep it.
Shit, I want my change.
You're willing to give me change and give me a little
I'm a stingy bastard.
And every now and then they may do an oopsie where a friend may reach it to the back and very easily untie the back of it so the top just falls off.
Yeah, really.
That'd be
so anyway, like most coffee shops have like teenagers working there, right?
Yep.
Most of the time. Most of the time. Okay. What kind of parent would let their teenage child or daughter work there?
I watched a story online and there's actually a 17-year-old that works there.
Yeah, what kind of parents would allow her to do that?
And the parents were actually supportive, saying she's actually making more money on tips now than
I
ever.
Bet so. I mean, I wouldn't let my daughter do it.
If it was my stepdaughter,
you
I would.
Have a daughter?
No. Wow.
If I had one. No, there's no way.
I knew I should have never bought you that Asian whore.
I have some morals. Not all of them, but some.
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 I just want to play this again because I love it.
No.
He'll be back. Last night, round two, I was around 2 o'clock in the morning, you see, G. Jesus, I was...
Jesus, hospital. That jump's too funny, boy. That dude just shit on himself.
He just lets out the loudest fart on television ever. It's like, yeah, they did a very good job. You got a ticket yesterday, and you're on traffic probation, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been on traffic probation this
week. Are you going to have to go to court for the second ticket now?
It was lane drag, so I imagine I will.
Oh, man, they're taking your license away.
Problem.
You're not going to have a license this summer. What is lay and drag?
This car was over Cockwood.
Burnout.
We was riding, burning out. We was riding through the square.
Oh.
Somebody had already called him and complained. He was hiding between like two buildings. And I got on it. We was following a car, a little red car. It was like popped up on stuff. We was following. I got on it. My hit second. I just burned. Man, it was loud too. And all of a sudden, blue lights just every fucking where. And, there was three cop
Entrapment.
Cars. There was three cop cars that came out, and they said that they were going to give me reckless driving and all this aggressive driving and not having a back bumper and too loud exhaust and improper.
You can get a ticket for not having a back bumper.
For not having a bumper cover, yeah.
I've seen several cars around
Bainbridge. Improper tag placement.
Where'd you place it?
Blinkers. No tag light.
Where was your tag plate
suspension?
Put?
They were like naming it off.
Where was your tag?
It was sitting on the back windshield.
That's not improper placement.
No.
It's allowed in Georgia to be put in the back window.
There's a guy riding around with a brand new tailgate, and the tag's actually at an angle.
Yeah. And there's no light on it.
And there's no light on it.
Yeah.
And it freaking has a place to put the tag is the funny part, and it's not there.
Yeah. Because it's too low. He may drag. So he doesn't put it on there because it may drag the ground.
I haven't figured out the deal with these high in the front, low in the back shit.
Oh, you're talking about the little trucks with the bags on it?
So I can't stand
that
shit. It's so stupid to me.
I just like my stock yellow car that I got $500 off because some incompetent fool put a tag plate on the front of it. I'm going to ask you because you work there. Were they supposed to do that? Were they supposed to put a tag on the front of the car without asking me?
Yeah.
Everyone else I've talked to says no.
Yeah, because they put it on there. They've always put it on there unless the customer tells them not to.
I didn't know they had it.
What tag plate?
So who did?
Who? Not me. It wasn't me.
What tag plate are we talking about? The company tag plate?
It's a plate that goes on the front.
Holes in his front bumper to put the
tag bracket.
Yeah.
And it didn't have a place to put them?
It's got a tag bracket on the front.
I'd still beat their ass for drilling
his car
hell.
Doesn't have a tag bracket on.
No, it's good. Yes, it does. That black thing is a tag bracket.
Put a tag bracket on his car.
It's black.
I'm about to go look.
No. Oh my God, you're just gonna leave the show and look at my car.
God.
I'll just sit here and ramble on. Yeah.
Okay, it had a tire bracket, but they might as well have just taken wood screws and screwed and tacked straight into it because it doesn't even look like it's got a tire bracket.
It's not even centered.
I know.
Okay, I can tell you what, dude. If you really would have bitched about it, you could have took it to the body shop and made them fix it. As in, putty the whole...
And got $500 off.
Repaint the whole front bumper.
It's not a new car then. You've done body work on it.
Yeah.
He's got a...
Whoop-de-doo. It's not new if you take the... It ain't new now either.
That I would have made him sell it to me as a used car then.
Thing, that would have violated the warranty though.
No, it wouldn't.
Not if you would have bitched enough.
I know, but had he have rear-ended somebody lightly...
Lightly.
Then that probably would have cracked as to where if he would never had that problem in the first place... If you rear in somebody, there's no Bondo there to crack.
Dude, it's going to be a little tiny hole, man. Like, hey, the Bondo
matters. It ruins the aerodynamics.
It's not new.
Well,
just BS.
Never
I didn't want it to. And here's the thing. They tried covering up saying, oh, when we got it from the other place, it had a tag bracket on it. No, the fuck it did. It didn't have it when I looked at it.
They think you're stupid.
You bought it from an old bastard. Come on.
That's my problem right there. I bought it from my dad's friend.
That old son of a bitch.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I don't know.
What is the average commission a salesman will make on a vehicle? On a $20,000 vehicle, what's the average commission a salesman will make? A couple hundred?
Yeah.
He called me and said, I'm willing to take a loss on the commission and take off $100 off of it. I'm willing to give up my commission.
Yeah, right.
I was like, yeah, right. You're going to get $100 off this sale. And then finally... Your girlfriend's dad came in and said $500.
Who's your girlfriend's dad?
Quentin.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for you, man.
Look at the grin on his face.
I do.
You better hope Sam doesn't listen to this.
I don't care, man.
He is interesting, isn't he?
Yeah. See?
For those of you that could not hear that, Thomas said he is interesting.
Isn't he? In his exact words.
We're going to get you in trouble if you hang out with us in here too much. We need to talk about
string. What is he going to do? Whoop my ass? Probably.
We need to talk about String Bean. We haven't talked about him in forever. I know we got nothing new on him, but I just feel like talking about him.
Okay, for those
wait, do you have something new on him there,
string
Chris?
Bean. Don't know who String Bean is. Who is this?
Teeth.
Four and a half teeth.
What's his name?
Okay, four and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that
I couldn't
really
remember his name.
Stink-ass black truck.
That
yeah,
shush.
That Nissan. Yeah.
No, it's a Chevy. I swear.
I thought it was a Dodge.
He honestly tried to tell us that it was a Chevy, and it said Nissan right on the front of it.
What a dumbass!
And then he came back the next day, glued a freaking bow tie on the front of it.
Yeah, that's custom, man. That's custom right
here. Come on.
It's true. He glued a bow tie to the front of the truck after the day after he tried to convince us it was a Chevy. And we point out, it's a freaking Nissan.
A real bow tie.
No, the Chevy.
The Chevy bow tie.
The Chevy bow tie. He honestly got a golden Chevy bow tie, glued it to the front. With the funny part is with wood glue. Glued it to the front. And came back and said, no, look, y'all are stupid.
Who is there?
It's a Chevy.
What's that yellow shit running down behind it, man?
We pulled the damn thing off. And like, you dumbass, it's a Nissan.
It says Nissan on the tailgate.
I know.
It's
but
like Nissan
hey,
the funny on
part,
the tailgate.
That's the funny laugh part. He left that alone.
I'm going to laugh if he paints the back tailgate black and hand paints Chevy lay on it. And then he misspells it.
C-H-E.
Yeah. He would.
It's a Chevy.
It's a new make, man. It's custom.
No, it's custom. This is what he did after graduation. Supposedly, he went to Texas for Air Force basic training, right?
Then yeah. He showed up a month later wearing UPS uniform.
No, not UPS. He just disappeared for a while. He didn't even go to Texas. And then suddenly he shows back up.
Bitch stayed at the house.
Starts saying he graduated. Even told his senior military instructor in JRTC that he graduated from Air Force basic training. Suddenly, he doesn't leave the entire month he comes back.
And you don't have that long.
No, you maybe have a week, maybe two at the most after basic training.
I saw a driver out here the other day.
Air Force. It's 2 months. No, Air Force. Ain't.
You know what's funny? No one can hear a word.
I thought it's only 6 weeks.
You're saying
extended it.
I got a microphone in my office. If you want to go get it.
Well, anyway, two more weeks. Well, when he would have went through, it would have been 6 weeks.
Yeah, true.
So, six weeks. It's a month and a half. So, suddenly he shows up after only a month. He says, yeah, I finished early. You can't finish basic training early.
There's no such thing as finishing early.
No. He said, yeah, I took the quick route. And I had to ask, what's the quick route? Even...
yeah, dropping out.
Yeah. No, he never even went. He skipped his report date.
it's called blowing my commander.
Probably.
Suck my dick, massa. Suck my dick.
You nappy-headed hoe.
Reminds me about what Psycho
that
told us.
Like, that looks like what? She's a nappy-headed hoe. That wall was badass, man. Nappy-headed wall. A cord's kind of nappy looking, hanging out that wall.
It's limpy. We nigger.
Hey, man.
Hey. You don't care.
Hey, man. That woman's horn was custom, man. On her head. It's like, bitch, custom, man. I'd hang a jingle bell from that bitch.
Dude, Christmas time, she hangs a mistletoe from it. Kiss this motherfucker.
That's just
what
you get?
That's just it's from his porn collection.
Oh yeah.
It's called Goat Woman.
The mother of Satan.
Night in the wild.
A ween boy. Anyway.
A weenie wear.
Cool. No, it was
a weenie wear.
A cum on my tata.
A cum on my titty.
A cum in my tart.
A cum in my twat.
Alright, we can stop that now.
Everyone, let it be recognized that this is big
ass
cable.
This big ass cable.
Big shit.
It's Big Smitty, stop it.
What?
Oh, God, y'all.
Oh, man, we'll be going at
play
this.
Play that shit again. I love that shit.
He'll be back. Last night, round two, I was around 2 o'clock in the morning, you see, G. I was flipping shit.
I just shits on himself.
Listen to this.
Yeah, listen. Just listen to it.
He'll be back. Last night, round two, I was around 2 o'clock in the morning, you see, G. This flipping channel on ESPN2, he had $50 All-American High School.
It's the sports guy for Fox 49 cutting a fart on live television. We're gonna be playing that for. I'm gonna post the audio online so people can listen to it.
Yeah, you gotta listen like real closely. I didn't even hear it till the second time.
Like third time. We died. We were all falling out on the floor and shit.
Oh shit.
Oh god.
Oh, and we still got plenty of stuff to talk about.
Oh yeah.
An hour and a half. We may break our record of 2 hours.
Was that a record?
Sweet.
Yeah. We've been recording since 1 o'clock.
Somewhere in like that.
Because Chris got here on time.
Shut up.
Okay.
I thought you were going to beat me. That's how it always goes.
Here we go.
Donnie's always late.
You're lucky to run to work.
Yep.
Let's go to Australia. If you want to.
Yeah. Sure.
Here's a good reason why.
They're hot.
A nude car wash offering an X-rated sideshow and topless cleaning in Australia's tropical Queensland state has been given an all clear after police and officials said they were powerless to scrub it.
How are they powerless? Is it? It's.
Have you listened to? I gotta tell you this real quick. Have you listened to the new WMGR or the 93 MGR sweeper?
Yes, I have.
That Rick made about Paris.
Yes, I have.
It's hilarious. You should play it.
I ain't heard it.
I don't have it with me. It's like 93 MGR. That's hot. It's something stupid.
No. It says the station that Paris listens to in the pokey. That's hot.
The station Paris listens to in the pokey. That's hot. 93 MGR. Oh my god.
That's hot.
Okay, well, I fucking fell out on the floor laughing when I heard it.
Oh, it's in my head. I'm all over the ground.
Oh yeah. Woo.
That's not hot.
I guess you gotta listen to
I'm pissing myself. Your delivery is just awesome. Oh, he's going in the other room to bring it up. Oh, you see what? See, he wanted to be on the show. You see what I had to? I had to come over and play with telling him he can't be on the show. That's why I don't want him on the show. Yeah, we were going good till he fucking showed up. Look, mm-hmm. I love bad mouthing people when they're not around.
You can bad mouth someone to the show.
He downloads it.
Bob said it. I swear, Bob said everything.
Did he just play that over the radio?
I really need my car crash right now. I miss it.
That was random.
That is 30 seconds of my life I'll never get back.
Oh, here actually, that's 60.
Wow, that was awesome, man. Maybe later.
You better follow him. He's offering.
He's coming back. That was awesome. Jesus. I'm an asshole.
You're an asshole.
I'm an asshole. But back to the story. The car wash will cost up to $45. And during the car wash, you can get an X-rated lap dance for $100.
Huh.
That's good. Anyone want to go to Australia and just buy a car so you could go there?
I ain't paying $145 for a car wash.
Wax on. Wax on. For those of you that can't see that, I'm using my boobs for this. Wax on. Because I actually have some to use.
Which is really scary.
Inappropriate.
You guys know Joe Francis, right?
Who?
Joe Francis.
Who?
The guy. Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah.
If Paris Hilton thinks jail is going to be a walk in the park, she might want to ask her porny pal Joe Francis about his stay in the slammer. Sources say that he's cried every day since he's been there.
I wonder what.
We're getting banged up the...
Getting girls going wild.
What would be even funnier is if...
Guys going wild! Jail style!
He's probably run into somebody that he accidentally got his wife on there.
Snoop Dogg comes in with a camera crew going, holy shit, man, show me your balls.
Who's my bitch?
Who's the bitch now? But it sounds like Joe's the bottom man in jail.
Oh, he's on the bottom, all right.
Bone chicka, wow, wow.
That dude's got a mop head on his head.
When he gets out, I wouldn't be surprised if he starts walking weird.
Okay. Way to say the obvious.
Yeah.
What exactly did he go to jail for?
Tax evasion.
Okay, I thought it was something like
that. No, wait. He's in jail in Florida for something else, but when he gets out of jail in Florida, they're going to send him to Nevada. No, okay. He's getting arrested in Florida because the first Girls Gone Wild DVD, there's a couple of girls that he don't have release forms for.
And they were underage.
That are underage.
Which was totally retarded because all they were doing was walking through a club or something like that. And these girls walked up and did this themselves. He did not ask them. He did not request it by them. He did not say anything. They just ran up to the camera, flashed,
but because
ran
off. He published it in the video, he got in trouble.
Well, if they're in a club that sells alcohol, you would naturally think, well, they have to be over 18.
Yeah.
But it's
retarded. But if he doesn't have release forms, he was supposed to blur their face.
Oh.
And I think that's what we're going to get in trouble for here, because we're doing a reality show in Dawsonville about Larry's Barbecue. We don't have the first release form for anyone over there.
Well, you need to start getting... Well, they're not showing their stuff to you either.
I know, but still, we can get in trouble. You know, no release forms for... But my boss doesn't realize that.
Well, you wouldn't get in trouble unless they say something. So.
Let's see. An accused speeder in Britain determined to keep his driver's license record clean won in court when a prosecutor said it would be too expensive to try the case. Wow, I didn't know that worked.
That would be nice. Here, shit. It's a $4 ticket, and we're going to spend over $16,000 just to prosecute you.
The speeder challenged the speed cameras that police said caught him doing 37 in a 30-mile-per-hour zone.
Ooh. Speed cameras don't lie. Well, yeah, they do.
He learned that the cameras were only considered accurate up to 109 yards, but the photos used to determine his speed were taken from 260 yards away.
Well, there you go. That should be it right there.
The judge dropped all charges, and his record is still clean.
Then why is it such a big deal, and why the hell is it on here?
I just thought it was pretty awesome how he beat the system.
Okay, so everybody, they're only accurate up to 109 yards, so if they are 110 beyond and you get a ticket for it, take it to court.
Amen, and you'll probably get off.
And that's mostly in California where they have all the damn speeding cameras.
They're coming here. The red light cameras and the speeding cameras are coming here.
I'm going to jail.
Because they're a little bit up north. I'm going to get ticketed like crazy.
I'm going to jail.
Here's the thing. In Tallahassee.
Send me money.
In Tallahassee, around 11 o'clock at night, the timers on the lights change to where they're much quicker.
Yeah.
At one intersection on Monroe Street, the light is only long enough for three cars to get through. I was third. I was fourth in line.
You can count?
Whoa.
When I was fourth in line, the moment I hit the solid white line,
it cut.
It went to yellow.
You know, in Florida, it's illegal to skip a yellow light, too.
When I got underneath the light, it turned red. And by the time I got to the other side, the opposite direction, it had just turned green. Wow. I did not get a ticket. And there was a light on top of the, and there was a camera on top of the light.
The cameras don't turn on until the red light turns on. But it's still illegal in Florida to run through a yellow light if you have time to slow down. Which they consider two car placements away from
the white line. What I'm saying is, the moment I hit the line, it turned yellow, and halfway through the intersection, it turned red.
Then you're fine.
As long as you don't pass the line while it's red.
Yeah. If you can pass that line before it turns red, you're good. But if there's a cop around and you're more than two car placements away from that white line, you better slow down and try to stop. Yeah. And if you don't stop before the white line, they can actually give you a ticket for attempting.
I got a question. Can you make a right turn on a red light?
Yes. In Florida and Georgia.
That has confused the hell out of me because I went to Alabama and I got pulled over for doing that.
Alabama, you can't.
I got pulled over in Alabama for doing it. I was so pissed off.
I think there's only like six other states that allow that. And for those of you thinking left-hand turns are illegal on red, no.
Because you'll go across traffic, you dumbass.
I know there's somebody out there going to think it, though. Like, what about left-hand turn
on the red light?
I have seen people do that, though.
Left-hand? I've seen it, too.
I've seen people do stupid shit, run red lights. Especially semi-truck drivers.
In Alabama, it is kind of hard to make a right turn on a red light because most of the streets now have these turn-offs.
Yeah.
To where if you want to turn right, you could go to the yield sign.
Yeah.
And that makes
sense. And yield does not mean stop.
I love these people how it's just a light sprinkled. Speed limit 60 miles an hour. Light sprinkle comes down. Everyone slow down to 20.
It's like they forget how to drive.
And you can't get by them because both lanes are packed.
It's like, don't go
to Tallahassee. I swear, if it's raining at all, I don't care if there's one raindrop hits the ground. Suddenly, everybody in the whole city forgets how to drive.
Oh my God, this is the best thing ever. I love getting on the Shotwell Bypass.
No, you don't.
Behind a cop.
Well, that's fun.
Because everybody stops.
Everyone stops. It's like the pace laps to the Daytona 500. You know, you got cars weaving back and forth to see.
I think they should run around with the lights on. And then when they pull somebody off, they need to turn it off.
You get cars weaving back and forth to see what's keeping the traffic stopped. You got the cop in front of you. And the moment he turns off Spring Creek Road, it's like off to
the
races.
It's like the 500, man.
One time that happened, and I was like three cars deep. And
started talking NASCAR turns. I was three cars deep in the pack.
I was three rows deep.
Were you on the inside or outside?
I was on the inside. You know, I was.
Oh, that means you were a lap down.
He was behind Jeff Gordon.
I was hugging the median. I was behind a really rusted Ford.
Are you sure you were three cars deep instead of 43 cars deep?
Well, there was only six cars, so.
Never mind. For those of you
it just came out of the pit, so.
Yeah.
Lucky bastard.
I just came out of Zaxby's to get a chicken plate.
Any NASCAR driver listens to this like, damn, I wish they did that in the pits.
But here's the thing. The moment the state trooper pulled off Spring Creek exit, everyone in front of me took off. They took off. Right as we got off the bypass, there's another state trooper waiting for him.
Wow.
The state trooper that slowed us all down on a bypass was setting them up for the guy down the road.
They're getting smarter? I didn't know there was a thing as it's a like, smart trooper.
What's this shit?
I love that. They were setting
he
them up.
He probably radioed ahead.
I guarantee that's what he did.
I'm now turning off onto Spring Creek Road. They'll be there in T-minus 4 seconds.
I'm shocked I haven't gotten in trouble for this yet. I love pulling up beside a car that's going a little bit slower, and you get a guy that you see in your rearview mirror
just speeding up on you.
That's speeding up on you like a bat out of hell. And he thinks you're going to pass the car, so he stays in behind you, so you back off a little bit, so this car gets a little further.
Oh, like you're cornering him?
So he speeds over into that lane, and then you speed up a little bit.
And he switches over, and then you do it back and forth. Back and forth.
That jumps too
there
funny,
was a guy.
Boy.
All right, this is a true story.
And he's sitting back there going, damn it,
man. This is a true story, I swear to you. I was going to Cordele on 300 from Albany, and this one guy in this SUV came flying like about a hill. I was doing about 75, right, which is illegal on that road. I think it's like 65 on 300. So I was trying to get there in a hurry. This guy comes flying up on me, and I go to pass this semi. So I get just a little bit ahead of it, about a car pace ahead of the semi, because, you know, my dad drives and I know not to stay next to it. This dumbass is dumb enough to get up next to him and stay right there in his blind spot. The truck almost comes over, throws him in the ditch. He actually goes into the median. You ever seen that movie, Smokey and the Bandit?
Yep.
Where they play hide and seek with the trooper?
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened to that guy. He stayed there and he passes me and the semi in the left-hand lane in the median. And a trooper is on the other side
of y'all.
No, he's on the other side, like on the shoulder.
Yeah.
With a car. He jumps in his car, comes up, and pulls over the semi.
Do what?
Yeah. And then I go back and later find out in the newspaper that they gave the semi-truck driver a ticket for improper placement of mirrors. And that's why the guy was in his blind spot. Now, this is a brand new Century-class Freightliner. Brand new. It still had the freaking sticker on it, on the front window that he just bought it. 30-day sticker. So there is no way the mirrors were improper placed. And that just shows you, man, what side the cops are on.
Back to what I was saying. This one time, when I was doing that move, the car that was driving slow in the other lane.
He's starting to sound like Jeff Gordon. When I was doing this move.
The guy that was going slow.
You're not enunciating.
When the guy.
The Tampix 400. Well, how'd you get in that one? Oh, I had to pull some string.
Well, the slower car, he went down into the pits, and I looked, and coming out of the pits was another slow car. So the car behind me, he was going to swing around on my outside, but he got blocked because of the car coming out of
the
pits.
Well, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell.
I want to thank my sponsors.
Taco Bell.
I want to thank my sponsors. Let me look at the back of my car. I want to thank
sticker here. I don't know who the hell they are.
I want to thank Dell Jr. Number 8. I want to thank I want to thank Pioneer.
You
I want to
yeah.
And I want to thank the entitleshow.net. I keep forgetting.
How do we get a .net? Why can't we have a .com?
Like, because .com is taken by a porn site.
The UntitledShow.com
was a porn site.
Every time.
And now it is a website where kids can buy skateboard equipment. I was offered it for $5,000 and I said no.
So they closed it down and made it a...
But I do have .tv, .gov, .us, and .canada.
That's C-A-N, right?
No, it's .canada.
We're not even in Canada.
I know, but I have it.
We're probably one of the furthest... We are... Like,
they're about the farthest from Canada.
Besides Florida, Texas,
besides
Hawaii.
Besides Antarctica.
Alaska's right there.
Why's everybody looking at me, damn it?
I think
you're not saying anything.
I think we need to go out and take a poll, literally, and see how many people actually know which state is the furthest away from Canada. Just right off the top of their heads. I think we need to go do this.
I think it is Hawaii, isn't it?
Yes, it's Hawaii. It's below Florida and far.
And that's our techie.
I know computers. I don't know fucking...
Yes, I'm sorry. I never did get a thank you for helping me fix my computer the other day.
Yeah, this thank fucker you. Called me up while I was trying to work. So I can't log it to my account.
Yeah, my account, it was plugged in, and the freakiest thing, heat lightning struck the power line. There wasn't a storm or nothing. Heat lightning.
And I looked up the odds of that. It's like a 1 in 375 million of that happening.
And it's the truth. It's the dead truth. And it oversurged my computer and wiped out part of its memory.
Let me put it this way. You have a better chance of winning a $300 million lottery than having heat lightning strike your computer.
I need to start playing the lottery. And it totally wiped out. And the only piece it wiped out of my memory was the password. No lie.
Like, let's fuck with him. Strike the power.
No, it's the government. They saw that child porn.
I knew they could control the weather.
The helicopter came by.
You're in the Truman Show.
Yeah, the helicopter.
We're all
came
actors.
By.
Yeah, that shower. It's raining and you're running around. You're the only one getting wet. You look at it and say, "What the hell is this? Oh, it's some freak phenomenon."
A light falls out of the sky. Oh, it's a meteor.
A light. Yeah.
It's a can light. Jesus. It's got a red thingy on it to make the light red.
A cameraman fall out of the sky.
It's an angel. His head squished in the ground.
You okay, sir?
My parachute didn't open. But you're wearing a suit. Wow.
The director falls out of this. God.
I like it better how the sun turns into the moon and then turns back into the sun.
Yeah.
And how he was sailing and he went through the wall.
It's the end of the world. I was always told it was true.
I knew it was flat.
Edgar goes, like, shit.
He just walks through the door.
He just sat here going, I knew it was fake, but damn.
I can't believe it. It really is.
Well.
So I was told it was fake, but dude.
Let's see. At least one member of a group of criminals was briefly locked up in a cell after breaking into a New Zealand police station. An unknown number of people broke into the front door of the facility.
They broke into the police station?
That's kind of stupid.
No one was in the station at the time, but three staff members reportedly were on duty.
Nobody was in the station.
Nobody was in there, but three were on duty.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Welcome to New Zealand.
The police realized someone was in the station after an intruder accidentally locked himself into one of the holding cells.
No.
It had to break through a glass area to get out.
So if they weren't there, then how'd they know?
Shit, I don't know.
Is New Zealand really that small? I mean, I know it's a small country island off
the
side.
He called
the
police to go, yes, can you send a fire and rescue? I accidentally locked myself into the police station. Here's another stupid criminal. Two men in Greensboro, North Carolina, were arrested for allegedly breaking into an unmarked police van.
I just love it when criminals break into police vehicles. Or
with the detective waiting in the back seat.
So it was set up.
Yeah. An area in Greensboro was under surveillance by several police officers because of reports of break-ins.
I want to push it.
Johnson, the man, was charged with attempted breaking and entering of a motor vehicle and possession of burglary tools.
It's illegal to have burglary tools?
Yep. So I better hide that crowbar. We've lost the attention of Donnie.
Yeah, pretty much.
We've been gone for too long.
Almost 2 hours.
It's 1 hour and 45 minutes looking at the timer. And I'm not done. Yeah!
Oh, that was loud.
I like watching the little voice thingies. That's cool.
Robert goes for a cold one and gets caught.
That nut.
A man accused of robbing a bank in Central Florida was arrested this week after following up the alleged heist with a beer at a nearby restaurant.
He showed up.
The 40-year-old simply changed his clothes in a van and went to a nearby pizzeria for a cold one.
Pizzeria.
The unidentified bank...
It's a new food chain, pizzeria, with a cold one.
An unidentified bank customer said that he saw Taylor, whom a teller identified as the man who robbed her, apparently changed clothes inside the van and went inside.
Wait, he saw him change the clothes inside the van. It's like Superman.
Super burglar.
I have X-ray vision. I'm like all the X-Men together.
When officers arrived on scene, Taylor was sitting outside enjoying his cold beer, just as cool as he could be, said the arresting officer.
That beer was fucking good.
Okay. And that's it for my stupid criminals.
That beer was fucking good there.
Here, let me see those papers. Let me see that one.
Hold on. I need to read through and make sure I didn't miss anything good. Oh, no.
He ain't bull skating.
I think we're actually done.
Gay porn. That's all I saw. It was gay porn.
He's reading through my papers. He's trying to find something gay to make me read it. I'm seriously feeling...
Rock, paper, scissors.
I seriously feel like I'm losing my voice. If you want to read it, you can.
Okay, here's one that ought to be real interesting.
So
okay, it's called an elderly playground. A playground where kids are banned and only elders can enter has opened in Germany. That's Deutschland to the rest of us. The outdoor playground in Berlin's Prison Park, however the hell you say that, has special exercise machines for the elderly plus traditional climbing frames and slides.
That's hot.
You're not. Renit Zoomer, who runs PlayFit, the company that designed the playground, said she got the idea from the park from seeing how much respect was given to the elderly in China.
He'll be back. Last night, round two, I was around 2 o'clock in the morning, CJ. Jesus.
She said, I noticed how people exercise in parks and on the streets and thought something similar would be good here. But some visitors have complained they found it hard to get around the playground at their age, and one couple of elderly ladies reported got stuck after their walking frames wedged in the park. They spelt this wrong. It's supposed to be park, but they put bark, which has been used to cover the... Oh, it is bark. Shit. Well, I thought that part was interesting.
Wow, that was really worth my time.
I know. What do you got?
I was looking at this Dutch hospital talking about no more bodies.
Well, read it.
It's story time. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy.
Just chill. You don't have to read anymore. All right. So the headline is Dutch hospital, no more bodies.
That's hot.
That is so hot. It says
they're
a Dutch
so
hospital.
Yeah, man. So black.
Yep. It says a Dutch hospital is asking people to stop leaving their bodies to science because they've run out of room.
He'll be back. Last night, round two, I was around 2 o'clock in the morning, you see, G.
I love that. Is that a hint we need to quit reading?
Nah, just keep going.
Just
fuck
keep
him.
Going.
The don't University Medical Center in Linden say they will take no more bodies as they have nowhere to put them.
That's hot.
They have space to store 100 corpses for use in anatomy classes, but currently have at least 160 bodies. Where the hell did they put the rest of them?
I don't know.
Put the bitch in the dumpster. We'll get it later. Sir, a dog ate his leg. Well, still use him. We use him as an amputee surgery surgeon.
Dude, there's a big thing about the tiniest chihuahua titles on the line.
A survey by Radius last revealed that 1,000 Dutch people had left their bodies to science in the will to see.
Are you going to leave yours to science?
Is down to a combination of changing attitudes to science and increasing burial cost.
No, mine's not going to science, but I am an organ donor.
I'm not.
If anyone wants this clogged up heart.
I was born with it. I'm going to die with it. I'm sorry to all those people who could use my lungs, heart, liver, stomach.
He'll be back. Last night, round two, I was around 2 o'clock in the morning, CG.
My brain. Like, he really meant it. Anyway, the Guinness Book of World Records title for tiniest dog has come down to chihuahuas from Leesburg, Florida, and Rockland County, New York. This spot for the record has been open since Danka, a 5.4-inch chihuahua, died last year.
That's hot.
The New York Post reported Monday the 4-inch dog from Florida, Dancer is its name, was entered in by owner Jenny Gomes, 40, who said, what does it matter how old she is? Who said her dog is 1 year old and is done growing. The New York entry, Chicula, is 3.5 inches tall, maybe half an inch shorter than Dancer, but she is also only 5 months old and may not be done growing.
Can I just give a note? I want no one to ever complain about my bad reading skills.
Yeah, shut up. I'd be ecstatic She said one. That's, she said one. Cause my, cause that's my doggy. Chiquila's owner,
that's my doggy.
Emily Alvarez of Valley that's Cottage in Rockland County told the Post, to me, she seems so much tinier than the other dog. But Chiquila will have to wait until December when she has her first birthday.
He'll be back. Last night, round two, I was...
To officially try for the title, the newspaper said.
You can hear the fart through him talk.
I love it. I can't help it. I love it. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
Beyonce flees with jackpot. Y'all want to hear this one? I want to hear this one.
Sure, why not?
A British woman suing her former fiancé says he had an affair with her best friend that and then left with a $6 million jackpot they'd agree to share.
That's hot.
Maureen Todd is suing for half the jackpot won by Desmond Congdon.
Congdon.
Congdon. In 2004, her attorney...
Cream of some young guy.
Her attorney showed in High Court in London a declaration signed by the couple confirming the ticket was a joint venture. 2005, Condong broke off engagement and took the lottery money, spending much of it on gambling trips, a home, car, and boat, Weatherhill said. He also allegedly purchased cars for each of his two sons.
That was the most interesting story I've ever heard in my life.
I'll find some more shit on my phone. Hold on.
Dude, heck yeah.
I get news and shit.
Dude, y'all got to listen
to this. I seriously think we're done, though.
No, listen to this. We've
gone weekly almost. Highlights.
No, listen.
Party boy! Party boy!
Bliss. Alright, y'all gotta listen.
I've gotta play a voicemail for you guys. I got.
Listen.
Thank you for calling SST Towing. How may I help you?
I just picked up my 92 Accord from your lot, and there is a huge turd in the back seat.
A huge turd?
Yeah.
And there's one in the back seat?
A turd! A piece of. A big ass human turd in the back seat of my car.
Ma'am, I assure you, our guys did not take a dump in your car. If you want to, bring that car back and we'll take a look at it.
You want to take a look at it? My car is fine. It's that big ass turd in the back seat.
Okay, what would you like me to do?
Okay, how about I go to your house and pitch a loaf on your couch?
Ma'am,
how about that?
Ma'am, what would you like me to do to fix the situation?
I want somebody to come over here, get this turd out my back seat.
That's
clean
not gonna
my
happen.
Car. What do you mean it's not gonna happen?
You can bring the car here and we can take a look at it.
I am. I'm gonna bring it back there. You know what I'm gonna do?
Huh.
I'm gonna take a dump in every last car you got there. I'm gonna pee on your counter. I'm gonna do it all. To
okay.
Show you how it feels.
Okay.
And you know what? You sound like a big burly man. It probably came out your way.
I don't make it a habit of going out and taking a dump in the car.
How much do you weigh?
About 400 pounds.
That's your turn.
That's my turn, huh?
Yes.
That came up from a 400-pound man, huh?
This is a 400-pound man. Either that or a gorilla. I'm driving this car right to my lawyer's office, and I'm going to let the whole world see. You're going to be on the news this evening, buddy. I'm going to get seven.
Where'd
on
you
my
get this?
Side. Why?
Somebody
you're
going
to be
on
the news.
Can you
the voicemail?
The
yeah, there's
the voicemail. I mean, what does it look like?
You know what it is. It came out your ass. What the hell you can work out of? Asking me what color. I tell you what, it smells ungodly. That's what it smells like. It smells like you sold your ass to the devil.
Well, how big is it? How long is it?
It's not as long,
how long
as
is
my
it?
Arm. I don't think it's fun. Why y'all? This is not fun. I got a damn 2x4 in my back. You know, I think this some racial shit, too. That's what this is. Little kids are running away from
people. Send me stupid shit like that.
Okay, hold on.
Look at that, dude. Look at that.
I gotta find a voicemail I got the other day. Hold on a second. Hold on. Okay.
Hello.
Listen to this. Shush. Listen to this.
Sunday, May.
Listen.
6th,
shush.
At
stop.
2:58.
Listen.
Hello?
somebody gave me this number and told me I can come get some, like, dick. So, like, if you're willing to give me some pussy or whatever, or some dick, you know, give me some call. Give me a call back.
Came from your numbers.
I'm a sexy, fine little rat. You know you want to tap that.
Does that sound like me?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say. My number's... Yeah, okay.
No, that wasn't for me.
It came from your phone number.
It wasn't me, I swear to you.
Hold on, let me find it.
Dumbass.
No, hold on a second. Hold on.
Fuck you. You gotta start this shit over, boy. That sounds too
funny.
She gets all calm and she starts freaking out and shit.
Message, hoe. Message, bitch. I say you got a message. Look, I don't have time to be sitting here arguing with your flat ass face, home girl. You better take your messages. Message. I'ma blow this bitch on you. Take your messages right now.
What the hell?
You can't hear it.
Fuck you. Okay, I think that's it for the first episode back. Episode 25.
Golden days.
We're done?
The silver anniversary.
I thought it was 25 years.
It's supposed to be 25 years, yeah. But I guess...
We're not going to make it that far.
How many years?
We'll be lucky if we live to 25.
Yep.
So many people hate us because of this show.
Yeah, really.
We got one with no teeth that wants to kill us.
Four and a half.
Yeah.
Four and a half.
I saw him today.
You did?
Yeah.
That was like two and a half.
Something like that.
We've been trying to end the show for 20 minutes now.
We ain't trying to end it. We're trying to keep it going.
We don't want to go home.
Stretch.
So let's just keep rolling, man. I mean, everybody's going to freaking listen to it and download it and just hear it in segments.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to split it up into sections. That's so that
fine.
People will download it.
That's fine. Doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother you? I got all day.
Well, the air conditioner just kicked in.
I know, it feels so... We need to turn up that thing up because it's like getting hot in here every time it turns off. I think it's... Can we unplug at least two of these lights, please?
No.
I'm unplugging one.
No.
Yes.
Not that one, no!
No, it's that one! It ain't gonna hurt nothing.
No. Ah!
Oh, shit! Hey. Now, let's talk about the paintball game. This is going to be the paintball segment of our show.
Oh, that scared the shit out of me.
What?
I was so laughed at that fail.
Yeah. I was trying to break the ice.
Oh!
So, those of our listeners who play paintball.
We'll be back.
Yesterday.
Last, round two. I was around 2 o'clock in the morning, you see, G. Jesus. I was flipping channel.
I didn't hear it. I ain't gonna make it.
I'm done.
Okay. For those of our listeners who like paintball,
he hurt himself.
For those of our listeners who like paintball, on the forum, I'm going to open up Bob would open up a specific section dedicated to paintball because this is going to be a main thing for us.
No one ever goes to our forum anyway. So why
Q, no one or me, should I say, and Donnie are part of a paintball team. Believe
the
it or not,
the same one actually.
Yeah, I'm actually the XO to the team, and Donnie is actually. The captain or platoon commander. So it's a miracle we're actually halfway in charge.
Yes! You're the peanut butter, he's the jelly.
Why can't I be the peanut butter?
Yeah, he's the one that holds everything together. I just sit there and like, okay,
what's
that's
up,
a
Michael?
Good job.
Come on, man!
Wow.
Don't make us fart. That's better, man. Just keep turning it off. Damn.
Mood lighting. We need to play the fart thing for him.
Yeah. Hey, come here, Mike.
Come here and listen to this. Seriously.
Come here. Hold on. Listen. You gotta hear this, and tell me what you hear.
He'll be back. Last night, round two. I was around 2 o'clock in the morning. You see, G. Jesus, I was flipping channel on ESPN2. He had vintage McDonald's.
No comment.
That's Michael, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be leaving us. He'll be leaving us at the end of next week, right?
Damn, that's a big-ass superhighway.
Wow.
I swear it had like 42 lanes.
That's the TV show that a guy wants me to get rid of because they said that 9/11 was set up by the government.
I'm going to stay out of that one. No, seriously, I'm a weird person. I'm like, I believe fascism works if it's done properly.
Yeah. You know how to program.
But I totally don't want to live in it.
Yeah, the First United Methodist to play at 4.
Because I know it'd never work out because nobody wants to do it properly. Everybody wants to be in charge.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've gone over 2 hours now.
Sweet! We're going for a record.
What is our record?
2 hours and 10 minutes.
Okay, we'll wait 10 minutes.
11 minutes. You got to hit 11.
We need to go to 2:30.
Okay. Come on, this is the 25th episode. We haven't been on in how long? Almost a year?
Almost a year.
Almost a year.
The last episode was July 4th weekend. Wow. That was the last one we did. July 4th weekend.
Wow, almost a year. Pretty close.
Almost a year.
Come on, we could.
Because you weren't here, I had to do the show by myself, you deal hole.
No, I listened to it. It was pretty gay.
Hey! I did pretty good until Thomas came in.
It was gay.
Oh, Thomas heard that.
It was gay.
I hate Thomas. I hate him.
It was gay.
I hate him.
He's gay.
That was Chris that said that, not me.
He's gay. Both of them.